But your frankfurters and wieners are not considered to be sausages, even though they it goes through a somewhat of a similar process. But that meat does have to be cooked. All of your luncheon meats and things of that sort are prepared the same way. But they have molds which come out to be larger in many instances. I've seen some of this put up, reason I know, Ned Bury Packing Company and others that I have visited, because I had an interest in that type of thing, being in the grocery business.
What do you call an oversized sandwich served on a large section of French bread or a sandwich like that?
Or some people call them pull boys. I think that's a popular expression, whatever they want to put into it. It's a huge thing, you know, and it's supposed to be rather economical in price.
What might you drink with a sandwich like that?
Oh, depending upon your favorite beverage, some people prefer milk, some just regular pop. Let's see. Old billiard drinkers would rather have beer.
If you got
tea, coffee.
If you got a cola drink, and would you still call it a Coke if it was not really Coca-Cola?
Well, you really couldn't. Coca-Cola has more or less the monopoly on the word Coke. Nobody can use that word Coke except Coca-Cola.
Do you use that, though, just when you're saying, somebody says, what do you want to drink? You say, I'll take a Coke. And they say, well, we've got Pepsi and orange
yeah.
or something.
Well, then, of course, and they do justice to themselves when they refer to the, whatever that type of drink is, to say Pepsi-Cola or Dr. Pepper or what have you, rather than Coke. Because some places don't serve Coke. They don't like Coca-Cola people for some reason. They had made a franchise. A lot of places, like the Lowe places, I know they only serve Pepsi-Cola rather than Coke. And some other places too. There's Coleman. There's another one, barbecue. I don't think they serve Coke. I think they serve Pepsi-Cola. Dr. Pepper. Behind some great fruit drinks, flavored drinks.
What kind of things could you buy at a bakery?
Oh, the goodies that I used to like to eat. Donuts, cookies, pastries, cakes, various, all myriad names for flavored cakes and cookies. All of the goodies, I call them just goodies, sweets. The sweet shops, what they call them in England, rather than when you say you go to the bakery, when they say the sweet shop, that includes all of it. You can't miss that.
What do you call a large finger ring, a finger ring with a very large stone in it, if it was very noticeable?
Stone,
you know, some kind of precious gem or something.
Oh, we refer to them as rocks for the most part. Oh, that's a beautiful rock. It's a beautiful stone. Of course, having been in the jewelry business, I always refer to it as stone. Some people call them sets, but I never refer to it. Let's see if you... Do you wear it?
Oh, you
did have a jade on the leaf of...
It's turquoise.
Turquoise, yeah. I just slightly glanced and I thought it was jade turquoise.